This day in history on February the 14th, well, it's Valentine's Day. And this Valentine's Day, people always argue about what it really meant and where it came from. But this modern custom of sending cards really began in the 1800s in Britain and here, which allowed in a very puritanical world for lovers to send each other cards and then flowers and chocolates to one another. And actually, people talked about Valentine's Day in the 14th century. A poem to Henry V by his wife Catherine talked about Valentine's Day, but it really began here in the 19th century. And this is the second day of a holiday I'm sure you all celebrate, Lupercalia. What is that? Well, it's a very ancient pre-Roman holiday, a pastoral festival observed February 13th through the 14th. It's a purifying, cleansing holiday, releasing health and fertility of the land and of human beings. And it was subsumed to another holiday called Februa, which was the origin of all this, the spring cleansing, and that's where the name February came from. On this day in 1867, Morehouse College was organized in Augusta, Georgia. The institution later moved to Atlanta. And on this day as well, a new registration law went into effect in 1867, abolishing racial distinctions in voting in Tennessee. In 1879, Blanche Kelso Bruce became the first African-American to preside over the United States Senate when he was called to chair a meeting on this date in 1879. And he did it in the absence of the then Vice President William A. Wheeler. This day in 1903, the Western Federation of Miners went on strike for the 8-hour day. And on this day in 1913, the famous Teamster President Jimmy Hoffa was born in Brazil, Indiana, son of a coal miner. Remember, he disappeared July 30th, 1975, declared dead 7 years later. Many people think he's living beneath some concrete plates at the moment. Not live, but his body's there. On this day in 1920, Mamie Smith became the first black woman to make a record in the United States of America. She recorded You Can't Keep a Good Man Down and That Thing Called Love. And on this day in 1929, gangster rivals of Al Capone were blown away when Jack Machine Gun McGurn ordered the killing of Bugsy Moran. And this is known as the very famous St. Valentine's Day Massacre. On this day in 1936, the National Negro Congress organized a meeting in Chicago attended by 817 delegates, representing more than 100 different organizations to fight for civil rights. A. Philip Randolph, the president of the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, was elected president of this new organization. On this day in 1989, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini issued his fatwa, death sentence, his fatwa against Salman Rushdie, the Pakistani-British writer, the famous writer for his authorship of the book Satanic Verses. On this day in 1989, 5 years after the Bhopal gas leak disaster by Union Carbide that killed over 5,000 people, they agreed to give the Indian government $470 million payment for that disaster, though the cleanup hasn't been done. People are suffering still from that disaster. On this day in 1996, striking workers at Detroit newspapers had been out since July, offered to return to work, but the company said, we're keeping 1,200 scabs. They took them to court, and they said 1,100 of the old workers would be reinstated. Beginning of the demise of much of our journalistic industry happened on that day. This day in 1760, the great Richard Allen was born. He was the founder of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, a great abolitionist hero born into slavery in Philadelphia. On this day in 1817 is the day, we think, of the birth of Frederick Douglass. We know who he is. Now, what's interesting about this is that he was born on this day, and we know just the other day we celebrated the birthday of Abraham Lincoln, and this is the week that the great historian Carter Woodson, in 1926, declared Negro History Week. He wanted to have it in that week that both King and Douglass' birthday took place. On this day in 1838, Margaret Knight was born. She was an incredible inventor in America. She was called the most famous 19th century woman inventor. She invented the folded and glued paper to form this kind of flat-bottom brown paper bag, in literally the shopping bag. She invented the shopping bag. And her many other inventions included a numbering machine, window frames and sashes, patented in 1894, all kinds of devices to relating to rotary engines. She did so many things and created a box-making machine that revolutionized industry. On this day in 1847, Anna Howard Shaw was born. She was a great suffragette. She was one of the early women doctors, the first female ordained Methodist minister, and was quoted as saying, but long or short, the one sure thing is that, taking it all in, the struggles, the discouragements, the failures, and the little victories, the fight has been, as Susan B. Anthony said in her last hours, worthwhile. Nothing bigger can come to a human being than to love a great cause more than life itself, and to have the privilege throughout life of working for that cause. On this day, the great comedian Jack Benny was born, as was Gregory Hines, born in 1946, who left us much too early. On this day in 269, who died? St. Valentine. On this day in 2003, who died? Dolly. Remember Dolly? The first cloned animal, the cloned sheep Dolly, died on this day in 2003. Well, that's this day, February the 14th. Have a great Valentine's Day. And remember, you can get a full list of this day in history, including lots of important things we didn't have time to talk about. Just go to steinershow.org. It's all right there.